The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Jewish opposition grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They asked, "Isn't this Jesus, Joseph's son, whose mother and father we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus responded, "Don't grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless they are drawn to me by the Father who sent me, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has listened to the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I assure you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that whoever eats from it will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Here's a question for you. Ask yourselves, how can Jesus change my world? The Most Reverend Michael Curry began his role as presiding bishop promoting a program that is called the Jesus Movement. About a year ago, he did a video. And if you don't mind, I would like to read some of his words. He said, "We've been talking a little over a year, but makes it 2 years now, about the Episcopal branch of the Jesus Movement." Okay, so I'll put him back on. I was doing pretty good there. "But we've been talking about the Episcopal branch of the Jesus Movement. Somebody recently said to me, 'Bishop, why don't you paint us a picture? Give us a picture of the Jesus Movement so that we can see it.' Bishop Curry responded by saying, 'When the gospel is about to be read, the congregation stands up. Something is going on. And then more than that, as the gospel moment is approaching, a deacon, if there is a deacon in the particular church, a person who has been ordained to be at the intersection of the church and the world, is asked to read or chant the gospel. And they come down sometimes with a gospel book held high, and there's music, and the congregation is singing. And the gospel of Jesus, the teachings, the life, and the spirit of Jesus enter the room, in a sense, through the reading of the gospel. And on top of that, everyone in the room turns and reorients from wherever they are. They turn and reorient themselves facing the place of the gospel and stand for the reading of the gospel, for hearing the teachings of Jesus. In that gospel moment, the church has become the Jesus Movement, with life reoriented around the teachings of Jesus and around his very spirit. Teachings and a spirit that embodied the love of God in our lives and in the world. A way of love that seeks the good and the well-being of the other before the self's own unenlightened interest. A way of love that is not self-centered, but other-directed. A way of love grounded in compassion and goodness and justice and forgiveness. It is that way of love that is the way of Jesus and the way of love that can set us all free." and he goes on. After that, I can only review our gospel reading from this morning. When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus went on to say, "No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I assure you, whoever believes has eternal life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that whoever eats from it will never die." Such important, meaningful words from our Lord. In the early days of Christianity, the Jesus movement was called the way of Jesus, the way of the believers, the way of the Christ ones, or Christians. The way in which we as Christians reorient our lives around his teachings. Living out his teachings, living out his example. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, speaks of this when he said, "Imitate God like dearly loved children. Live your life with love, following the example of Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us." A few verses earlier, he gives specifics of how to follow his example, when he said to be truthful, because we are parts of each other in the same body. He said to be angry without sinning. Don't steal, but rather go to work, using your hands to do good, so that you will have something to share with whoever is in need. Don't let any foul words come out of your mouth, but only say what is helping to build up the community. Be kind, compassionate, and forgiving to each other in the same way God forgave you in Christ. You know, something I've found that gets in the way of our ability to be kind, compassionate, and forgiving of others is many times our inability to be kind, compassionate, and forgiving of ourselves. Knowing that the God who knows us and knows us totally is able to love us and forgive us, we need to do the same. What we have done in our past is in our past. God has forgiven us. He tells us to look through the front windshield of where we're going, not to look back in the back window of where we've been. He forgives us and has forgiven us. And when we have difficulty following his example or struggling with the battles life sends our way, he's there. He's right there with us. Like when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water and he wanted to walk out with him. And he gets out of the boat and he walks a few steps. He takes his eyes off of Jesus, sees the world, the storm. He starts sinking. He says, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reaches out. Just like that, he reaches out to us. As you walk close with the Lord, when struggles come your way, remember that you have an upper hand, the hand of God. The hand of God is the hand that provides, protects, and prevails. As we heard a couple weeks ago, the hand that takes a few barley loaves and fish and provides enough to feed well over 5,000 with 12 basketfuls left over. Elsewhere in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you, I don't speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me does his works." Even as Jesus allowed God the Father to do the work through him, even so, we follow his example and submit ourselves to him, allowing him to do his work through us. We are his vessel his instrument. If we put our cares into his hands, he takes care of them. Putting all our abilities and our disabilities into his hand, he will take care of them and multiply them and care for us. And through us, you and me, we care for others. Be kind and loving to others. Feed and clothe others, letting others see the light of Christ through us. Concerning the Jesus movement, Bishop Curry also said, committed to going into the world to help this world become one that is loving, liberating, and life-giving. Jesus once said, Bishop Curry continues, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. And he included 42nd Street and 3rd Avenue. And I will include Dunedin, Clearwater, Oldsmar, Palm Harbor. You will be my witnesses in a way that is loving, liberating, and life-giving. And that, my friends, can change this world.